Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are getting back to the basic, not the basics, but the basic, which is Jesus and relationship with Him and knowing Him and walking with Him. And we're doing that by getting up in the morning and through scripture and prayer and meditation and sometimes a bit of journaling to begin a conversation with Jesus and then learning how to enjoy that conversation with Him throughout the day. And welcome to the podcast, especially if you're new to the podcast. Every Monday we have people that are joining us for the first time. Welcome. Open your Bibles to Luke chapter 6 because we are going all the way through Luke's gospel. Every day we take another chapter. The title of the podcast this morning is Lord of the Sabbath. And the question is, what has Christianity become for you, really? Because it is so easy to drift from what Christianity actually is into making Christianity into something that it was never intended to be. And so for you, what has Christianity become, really? And I'll just go first. For me, it's easy for Christianity to become getting other people to grow, or doing for God, accomplishing for God, building for God. And by the way, those are good things, but they're not the one thing, the best thing. And maybe you can relate to me. I mean, maybe Christianity for you has become getting other people to grow, getting up other people to change, or doing, building, accomplishing something for God. Maybe, and this is something that we all struggle with, maybe Christianity has slowly drifted into a religion with forms and have-tos and ought-tos and ought-nots and do's and don'ts. And again, some of those do's and don'ts are good things to either do or not do. But it's not the one thing, the first thing, the basic. For some of us, it's maybe an agenda. Christianity's become an agenda or a cause, and that's taken center stage. But in Christianity, no agenda and no cause should ever take center stage. There should only be one person on center stage, and that is Jesus. For some of us, we're looking back and we're realizing, you know what, Christianity became Sunday to the next Sunday to the next Sunday. And Sunday's how we were getting our fix, and Sunday is a good thing, but it's not the thing. It's not the best thing. It's not the basic. And so maybe wrestle with that question in the presence of Jesus for a moment. What has Christianity maybe slowly but surely become? How has the enemy gotten us off track to miss the one thing, Jesus? And so let's get back to the basic, or in the words of Jesus in this story we're about to read, let's get back to the Lord of the Sabbath. And so in Luke chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, one Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick some of the heads of grain, rub them in their hand, and eat the kernels. Some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" And in verse 5, Jesus answers them. He says, "The Son of Man," which is how he described himself. So he's saying, "I am the Lord of the Sabbath." Emphasis on Lord. I am the Lord of the Sabbath. And we may read over this chapter or this story and think, what does this have to do with me? Grain and kernels and Sabbath controversies and Pharisees and grain fields. I mean, this has nothing to do with my life. But actually it does, because the enemy's ploy in the 21st century is the same as the enemy's ploy in the first century, to slowly but surely pull us away from center, to get us to make Christianity into something that it's not, and and cause us to lose sight of what Christianity actually is. And this controversy, this story that Luke gives us, is dealing with just that reality in the first century. And what had happened was the Pharisees and the religion of the first century had made the Sabbath everything. And this language is important. They had taken a good thing, the Sabbath, and made it the thing. They'd taken a good thing and made it everything, and added all kinds of regulations of what you can do on the Sabbath, what you must do on the Sabbath, and what you must not do on the Sabbath, lest you be breaking the Sabbath. And what actually ended up happening was the Sabbath became primary to the Lord. It was like the cart was before the horse. The Sabbath took center stage over the Lord, over God, and actually over people, because you weren't even supposed to heal on the Sabbath. You weren't even supposed to do good on the Sabbath, because that was breaking the Sabbath. And see, what happens, and this is so important, is when we take something that's good, like some of the do's and don'ts, agendas, causes, Sunday, when we take something that's good and we make it everything, we make it the one thing, we make it the basic, we actually abuse that really good thing. And then Christianity becomes what it was never intended to become, and we miss what it has always intended to be, a journey with a friend, a relationship with Jesus, a conversation and a connection with a friend. And so the question presses, how have we taken something like the Sabbath? I'm sure it's not the Sabbath, unless we're going to talk about the Sabbath as Sunday. But how have we taken something good and put it on center stage? And in our minds and our hearts, we know that we've gotten a little bit off track. And Jesus has come to set us free. He's come to bring us home. He's come to refocus us. And it's very important as we read this story, as we think about the topic of this podcast, that Jesus is not dissing the Sabbath. Jesus is not saying that the Sabbath was bad or is bad. He's actually affirming the Sabbath. He's just saying, make sure you get the horse before the cart. Make sure that it's the Lord of the Sabbath. Make sure you keep the main thing, because if you don't, all you're left with is a good thing. And a good thing, center stage, is not what Christianity is about. But a relationship with the Lord, center stage, that's exactly what Christianity is about. So what I want to do this morning, as we begin to pray, as we begin to meditate, I want us to ask this simple question in the presence of Jesus. What good thing has become everything? How have I drifted from what Christianity actually is into something that it's not? What good thing has become everything? And then the practice that I want us to do this morning as we spend a little bit of time with Jesus is what has been called for hundreds of years, palms up. So you just hold your hands out and you hold your palms up, and basically it's a prayer of, God, I'm letting go. I'm giving you this good thing that has become everything. And what I want you to do is I want you to give me you. I want to get back to the basic. I want to get back to the Lord of the Sabbath. I want to get back to you, Jesus. So let's spend a little bit of time in the presence of Jesus doing this palm up, letting go exercise as we begin a conversation with Jesus that then is going to last throughout the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store. Or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.